The 31st meeting for Friendship Among Peoples is underway in Rimini this week. This morning, the Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, addressed the meeting. In his address, he reflected on the legacy of Venerable John Henry Newman in the context of Irish Catholicism today. Archbishop Martin said that Ireland is undergoing a revolution of its religious culture and that there are many parishes in Dublin where the presence at Sunday Mass is at 5% and in some cases even below 2%. Archbishop Martin went on to say that Newman dreamed of a generation of Irish Catholics that could take their place in the public without being ashamed of their belief in the value of contributing their faith to society. Monsignor Everard de Jong, Auxiliary Bishop of Roermond in Holland, is also attending the Rimini meeting. He spoke with Vatican Radio's Luca Collodi about the Catholic Church in Holland.
The number of Catholics that are really professing their faith, and that are certain of their faith and they want to evangelize, is very small. There's a kind of doubt grown into the Catholic Church that there are so many faiths, there are so many believers of other religions, why should we be the best? So there is a kind of hesitation to profess their own faith and to be conscious of the goodness of their own faith. So it's not so much the number that is declining, although the number of Catholics that go to church is still dropping, but it's the way that Catholics perceive themselves and are professing their faith. So we need a new Holy Spirit in a certain way.
Rimini is very important for young people.
I think so too, yeah. Because young people in Holland, they need people with whom they can identify. There's hardly any young people who's Catholic. Of course there are a couple of thousands who are really Catholic, convinced Catholics. But they need strength. They need inspiration. They need vision. And that's very possible here in these areas because here are many young people who believe and who want to express their faith in wonderful ways. So we just want to bring them here or any place where they see young people. Because that's my experience. I was student pastor for 25 years ago and still I'm responsible for the youth in Holland. My experience is that young people will believe when they see other young people believe. That's the experience with the World Youth Days, that's in Taizé, that's in Lourdes. And especially Dutch people are very sensitive to social pressure. So when they see young people who do believe in a joyous way, I'm sure they will be touched and they will also bring back this faith to Holland.